Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you today? I'm outside, September 2023. Winter's coming, so I want to talk to you from a bright, sunny patio. I want to talk to you about a really tough topic. One of the comments to a YouTube video that I made was, can you make a video about how to deal with the fact that your wife slept with somebody else while you were separated? Can you make a video about how to deal with your wife having slept with someone else while you were separated? So that's what this video is about. This is a tough one. I just hit go, and I want to tell you that this is not going to be what you want to hear, because the question is kind of weird. How do you deal with it? At the end of his question, he said, and I still want to work things out. How do I deal with the fact that my wife slept with someone else while we were separated, and I still want to work things out? How do I deal with it? There is only one way you can deal with this, right? Now, there's some people who will listen to this video and go, you kick her to the curb, you kick her out, you get rid of her, you never talk to her again. There's no dealing with a woman. If a woman cheats once, she's going to cheat twice. She'll cheat again on you. Cheaters are always going to be cheaters, like that. You don't know this. Nobody knows the circumstances that you're going through. Nobody knows exactly what the agreement was. Nobody knows exactly what happened with her sleeping with someone else. So how do you deal with this? This is a thinking problem. This is not a logical decision. You have to decide what meaning you're going to give the fact that she slept with somebody else. People sleeping with other people has been going on for centuries and centuries. It's not a new thing that sexuality is a common thing in people, and we get turned on and we make mistakes, and sometimes we'll sleep with people when we're separated, when she thinks she's getting divorced. I can't tell you what to do about this. I can't tell you exactly how to deal with it. All I can tell you is that you have to decide what your values are around this. What were the circumstances leading up to the separation? What were the implied agreements that you had about seeing other people? How do you view sexuality? How do you view the notion of infidelity? Esther Perel wrote a book called The State of Affairs, and she has a TED Talk on infidelity that I think you should listen to. Just Google Esther Perel TED Talk on infidelity. Some people do survive their spouses sleeping with other people, whether it was agreed on before or whether it was true cheating. They survive. Sometimes infidelity is something that teaches people about themselves and the relationship. Some people survive infidelity in unbelievable ways, where they learn and grow and take their relationship to a whole new level. Something that they never had before was possible because of what they discovered during a time of infidelity. And if it happened during a separation, sometimes that gives you a feeling like it wasn't out and out cheating. And some people will say, well, I have a clear value around her decision to do something we agreed we wouldn't do. If there was an agreement and she did it anyway, you'll have to decide if it's a clear value that you will not allow someone in your life who has proven that they can be disloyal. Every man gets to make his own decision. Every man gets to have his own values around what he will and will not accept in his life. There is no one answer solves all problems here. I can't tell everybody in the world what to do, because there is a lot of nuance and subtlety in everyone's relationship, what your implied agreements are, what the circumstances are. So there's not an answer that can satisfy you that's going to be, let her go, don't even try, don't try to get back together. I could tell you that. That wouldn't be true. And I could say, oh no, you should never divorce, or you can't leave, you have to work things out. That wouldn't be helpful to you either. You have to decide if what has happened and the context in which it has happened is something that you can learn from and grow from, something you can forgive, and something that she can apologize for in a way that shows that she herself is learning and healing as well. How do you deal with it? I know when you say, how do you deal with it, you're talking about that burning feeling in your stomach about having been betrayed, about some other man touching her body and allowing her to experience sexuality with him, right? You either want to kill her or kill him because you're just so angry. A lot of men feel that way when a wife sleeps with somebody else like that. So I'm not here to solve your problem for you. I'm here to tell you that to deal with this, you have to think hard about what you want, who you are, what you believe in, and what you want for the future. If you really, really want to work on the marriage or move forward with her, it's going to take an incredible amount of work from both of you to become mature, secure, thinking people who can connect again at a much deeper level and understand the meaning of your relationship and understand the meaning of the relationship she had with that other guy when you were separated. You have to talk about it. You have to reconcile the feelings and the doubt and the anger about it. And you cannot possibly have a future relationship with her if you don't both reach a point of maturity and inner peace to where you stop judging each other as having been broken or having done something wrong. Hope that helps you, brother. That's my two cents for today. Take care.